Let's talk about Sassy Sandpoint Area Senior Inc.
Also known as Inc. Yes. Also known as the Senior Center. Yes.
Located where, first and foremost?
820 Main Street here in Sandpoint.
Cool. Okay. What's happening there that we need to know about?
Oh, we've got lots of things going on. We've got our normal stuff that goes on every week. We've got Bunko and Cribbage and Pinochle and Nikki's favorite bridge.
Ooh, yay, I'm with Nikki.
Mm-hmm. I've never understood that one, to be honest. I don't know.
I don't think people who play do sometimes.
Some days I wonder if I fully understand the game too.
And then we've got our fit and fall exercise groups every Monday and Thursday afternoons.
Could you talk a little bit more about that, the importance of those?
Well, I'll let Nikki talk about that because she's actually our instructor for those groups.
Oh, my gosh.
I am, yes. It is unique to Idaho. It was designed and built, and here it is run by the Panhandle Health District. So we are certified trainers, and we teach exercise classes to help seniors become physically stronger and to have improved balance. And we report back every quarter, and statistically it's been running for well over 10 years. It shows that we are helping seniors to prevent falls. They are less likely to fall, and of course, as you know, falling is no fun at any age. But as you get older, it gets more and more harmful to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's a lot of fun.
So your target group is?
Anyone 50 and over.
Okay, 50 and over. And I think one of the things that people might be listening to think of, like those commercials on television where they're doing the Peloton, you know, and they're pedaling like crazy.
No. You go at your own pace.
Okay.
I provide everybody with a chair if you're more comfortable to sit and exercise. Then we modify to show you how to do that. And go at your own speed. I use music from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Ah, the good
years. We sing along.
Okay.
And that for me is a good sign of how I'm doing. If people can't sing, it means I've been too pushy in the exercise, so we turn it back a bit.
Balance is important, isn't it? You know, I've watched, when I go to a larger city, I see a group of people in the park doing like Tai Chi, you know, very the slow movement. And when I was younger, I go, say what? You know, but now that I'm of an age that I can appreciate balance and movement and that sort of thing, how important that is as one ages.
Yes. Especially if, as you get older, you're more sedentary. You know, we're lucky here in Sandpoint. People, seniors, are very active. We hike, we ski, we swim, we do all that. But I think if you have not had that background in keeping fit and strong and outside, it's important to.
And how large is your group? How many people show up, would you guess?
The most I've had was about 16.
Okay.
We average between 8 and 12.
Perfect. Perfect.
And I have some regulars who've never missed a single day in 3 years.
Well, I'm sure there's, besides the physical, there's the social element.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. I try to keep it fun and switch out the music and switch out the exercises. And it's definitely, we have people who come early so that they can meet and greet, and people who stay at the end so that they can meet and greet. Excellent. It's a lot of fun. I love doing it.
And one more time, what days of the week?
Mondays and Thursdays at 3 p.m. at the center.
Perfect.
Wear comfortable clothes, bring a bottle of water.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. And when one is either heading into the exercise or out, what else is happening?
Well, to piggyback on the fit and fall class, coming up on the 22nd of May, we have the opportunity to have, it's a Monday, Kauai Wellness is going to come in at 2:30 that day prior to fit and fall class to give a fall prevention workshop along with some fall prevention screenings for free to anybody who wants to come in, kind of to make that one day of fit and fall a little bit longer. And give everybody the chance to have that knowledge to, as we move into summer, you're not having to worry about ice as much, but there are other hazards to worry about when you're talking about falls.
Well, and then, not only outdoors, but indoors as well.
You and your area rugs, if I remember last time.
I was going to comment on that in our house, we have one of the main causes of falling in the house are area rugs.
Now, you've mentioned this before, Jim.
Yeah.
And you still have not gotten rid of those area rugs. What are you going to do? Is there another solution? Could you, like, tape down the edges or something like that? Make it a ramp?
I think it'd be easier just to roll them up and then look at the dirty carpet, I guess. I am amazed at how they seem to, back when I was younger, that they seem to be flat on the floor. But now they always, they have these little corners or
edges. And
they
jump up and catch your feet.
Yes. They do. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know, so no, we haven't done anything with them yet. We may, but I'm extra careful when I get up at night, you know, that sort of thing that, you know, I make sure that I'm holding on to things as I go along. So no, you're absolutely correct, Matt. I have, they're still part of my life and I'm sure I need to figure out why. But yes, those of you out there, pay attention to your area rugs.
So, as I said, Kauai Wellness, they've come in once before, did a quick talk with our Fit and Fall class. They're very into fall prevention, especially for seniors, and having them come in is definitely a benefit for anybody who wants to come in and take a look and listen to see what they have to offer. We've also got Panhandle Health, who oversees the Fit and Fall group.
Great.
They're going to be in on May 18th for free health screenings. It's a Thursday, the Thursday prior to Lost in the 50s, as a matter of fact.
Ooh. Mm. Excellent.
They'll be in to do lipid panels and blood pressure checks and A1C checks and all that type of stuff. So if you want to, they are requiring a appointment. So call the Panhandle Health office here in town. I don't have that number off the top of my head, but they will be able to schedule you in on that day. And what else have we got coming up? We've got...
Well, we have chair massages by appointment on the 10th.
Mm. What, one more time?
Chair massages by appointment on the 10th
May. Why do you want to massage a chair? You know, I'm confused. I'm confused about that, Nikki.
Right?
Well, the chairs can get a little stiff, too.
Oh, so amen.
You got to take care of them.
Okay, okay.
So there's that.
Who's doing that?
That is, we had the opportunity to partner with Wildflower Day Spa back in the winter to do a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the people that work with them, but also do private
appointments
have offered to come in and provide services for our seniors. One is chair massages. The other is haircuts. Yes, I know. Jim will put you down for the next appointment for that one.
A spit and shine.
Lillian comes in to do the chair massages, and Juliet comes in to do the haircuts. They're usually about once a month.
How wonderful.
And it gives the people coming in a chance to get some services done while they're at the center, coming in for lunch, staying after lunch, while they're there for a game that's going on. Just gives them a whole day to kind of be there, be around everybody.
Can you talk a little bit more about the lunches?
Lunches we've got every day, Monday through Thursday at 11:30. Those are, we do ask that you call ahead to make your reservation.
And the number is?
I knew you were going to ask that. 208-263-6860. And then we do offer breakfast on Fridays. That is at 8:30 in the morning.
And call ahead for that
call,
as well?
Call ahead by the previous day. So you're going to want to call in by Thursday afternoon for reservations for that.
Okay.
And then, as always, we have our home-delivered meal program.
Yes. That,
we have a volunteer appreciation day this afternoon, as a matter of fact, to kind of highlight and show our appreciation for all of our volunteers that come in to help with all of our various programs, from running our games during the week to helping package our home-delivered meals to our delivery drivers. Nothing we do at the center could be done without volunteers, because we can produce all of the meals we want to, but if we don't have people to get it from our building to everybody else, then we're going to have piles of food that has nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So
volunteers are the lifeblood of so many important organizations here in Sandpoint, which I'm sure is duplicated throughout every city. And you cannot thank volunteers enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a very generous and kind community.
Oh,
amazing.
I ditto that. Jack, you were going to ask something.
Are you still looking for drivers?
Yes.
I think you were last
time.
We
are always looking for drivers.
Yeah.
We're never not looking for them, because we've had such an influx of new recipients. We're always looking for backups. We're always looking for people because we've got, they're all volunteers. So they, they set their schedule. And if they, we've got some that take vacations, there's always people getting sick here and there. So we always need drivers. I do want to thank PSNY, Panhandle Special Needs. They have stepped up and offered to become some volunteer drivers for us starting today. Wonderful. And the more that we can support each other between all of the nonprofits kind of work in the same similar fields, the better. And I do want to thank them. They, that was something that they didn't have to do. They just, they wanted to do.
Organizations helping, helping each other.
So I do want to thank them. Trinity is the, I think the director over there, and great person, great organization, and can't thank them enough for what they've been off, what they've offered to do.
It, 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 you know, I love the acronyms, you know, SASE and PSNY, you know, like SASE and PSNY walked into a bar. And, you know, I think that's great. You know, I mean, you know, it's wonderful when different groups and organizations can come together and help one another. Excellent. What else for the month? Well, we could for the month of May before we usher in summer.
Well, not necessarily month of May, but we do have four, as I said, Lost in the 50s weekend coming up.
Yes.
If you see one of the Injectors Car Club people wandering around there, they're going to have some flyers to hand out for our Father's Day weekend barbecue. It's going to be the, I want to say it's the 17th.
I think that's about right.
They come, they set up their cars in our parking lot, cook up some hamburgers, hot dogs, have some side dishes, open to anybody. We'll have some sort of live music, live entertainment, and that'll be $10 a plate for that. Get either a hamburger, hot dog, couple sides, and a drink. And so you'll see them wandering around with flyers on Lost in the 50s to kind of promote that. What else have we got coming up this month?
Okay, can I ask a question?
Sure.
In a given week, how many clients, people stop in at SASE, you know, in terms of traffic patterns or whatever, you know, in terms of the size of the community whose needs you meet? Can you just guess at that?
We serve approximately over the scope of our meals that we serve. We serve approximately 1,200 to 1,400 meals a week between home-delivered pickup meals, our frozen meal routes, and also our dine-in.
Okay, and and so how many, like, you know, what I'm interested not only there, but Fit and Fall and people just coming in for the social, you know, that sort of thing.
You could 30 to 40 people a day easily, I would say, especially people coming in and out for medical devices.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
People we loan out things like walkers and wheelchairs and crutches and things for the bathroom, that kind of stuff. So if you're having surgery, have had surgery, know somebody who needs it, call us up and see what we've got. We loan them out for free. Just come and sign it out and then bring it back when you're done.
What a, what an incredible organization you folks have there.
I mean, that in particular is so, those devices are so expensive.
They're very expensive to buy and they're expensive to rent.
Yeah.
You know, we do have places that rent them out, but no, we've been, they've been given to us and we want to give back to the community. So.
Perfect.
Yeah. And for something that you don't even usually need for that long, it's nice to be able, nice to have that resource.
And to recycle them. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's that, what do you do with them when you're done?
Yeah, that's right. Let someone else take it over.
Absolutely. You know, there's always the need there. We're here with Nikki Klein and Matt Thompson from SASE. and it's, what, this is, I think, our third or fourth time having you folks here? Yeah, I think, you know, if we can keep on getting the word out in terms of what you're doing, I think that's invaluable.
We do have one thing coming up. One of our local churches has volunteered their youth to help seniors. If you need strong young arms to come and tidy up your yard, get it ready for summer, Matt can talk some more about it. This all happened while I was gone.
Yeah, we've got one of our local churches that is having a youth conference coming up in June on that same Father's Day weekend. So Saturday morning, they have a group of about 125 or so teenagers with adult supervision who we are looking for projects for. So if it's
so that would be in June.
Yes.
Do you know what?
June 17th.
Okay.
Yep. And if you have a project that needs done around the house, whether it's landscaping, cleaning out your garage, cleaning up your house, anything that doesn't involve use of power tools, because
sure,
teenagers and power tools generally don't mix. But we've got room for about 12 to 15 different groups that are going to go out and perform their, they call it a civic service project.
Perfect.
So,
and whom do they contact? Do they contact the center or the church?
They can go ahead and contact me at the center.
Okay. And Matt Thompson, yep. One again at
208-263-6860.
Perfect.
And yeah, just give me a call and I can put you on the list. We can, as soon as we have enough, we can make sure that everybody gets what
their
they need
done. Met. Yeah. Yep. Anything else? Because we have another group coming in after we say goodbye to you as you head out into your 60 some odd degree day.
The only other thing that I've got is we are looking for a carpenter to potentially donate some time for us. We are constructing a mural at the center with our art class that meets every Wednesday afternoon. They're having the opportunity to paint a mural for us to highlight and celebrate our 50th anniversary coming up next year. And in order to get that up on the side of our building, we do need some framing done and some stuff done that is beyond the scope of what I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there is willing to donate some time, we'll provide the materials and you can help us get up our mural on the outside of our building.
And I bet you a lunch as well.
Oh, I'm sure we can provide lunch, breakfast, dessert.
Okay. And if you have carpentry skills, call 208-263-6860 and ask for Matt and say, hey, I've got a skill set you might need.
Yep.
That would be wonderful.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Do I wish you a good end of April and wear your sunscreen?
Sunglasses, sunscreen, and a hat.
And a hat. Mm-hmm. And a hat. Very important.
Mm-hmm. Thank Especially you. For some of us in this room.
Oh, hello. I'm half Irish, half Austrian. The sun never shone in those countries and still doesn't. But thank you both so very much.
Thank you very much.
The role that you play in this community is important and valuable, and we can't thank you enough.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And as they walk, yes, Jack.
And I was just going to say,
yes.
Before we throw to the music, I just wanted to say that Gavin Butterfield and Teresa Lindholm are here from Leadership Sandpoint to talk about the Cinco de Mayo fundraiser coming up next weekend. So do stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few minutes.
And our transition song will be on this date in 1981. Wings, that's the band with Paul McCartney, broke up.
Did you feel worse about that or the Beatles breaking up?
Oh, the Beatles.
It's kind of a joke.
I mean, hello. But this is probably one of their most recognizable songs. It was recorded in Lagos, Nigeria, and it was finished off and polished in England. Here is Wings, Paul McCartney and Wings with Band on the Run. Thank you.